I'm going to stay here at the pulpit while I offer the children's message. It was a gift and delight for me, I think for so many of us, to see so many kids at church last Sunday. It made us really happy that you were here, and it made us happy that we were able to give you new Bibles, because the last time you received a Bible from us, you were much younger, and as your body grows, so does your mind and your heart, and we wanted you to have a Bible that was for this stage of your life, for your mind and your heart. You might think the Bible is just one more book to sit on your bookshelf or your nightstand, but actually when we read the Bible, that's one of the ways that we can spend time with God, that God spends time with us when we're reading those words, those stories, when we're looking at those pictures. God speaks to us and shares God's very heart with us. And it got me to thinking, you know, in our lives, we have different kinds of friends. We have our closest friends, our best friends, our besties. Then we've got sort of our average friends who we are friends with. They're not necessarily acquaintances, but they're not necessarily our best friends either. I would say those are kind of our average friends. And then we have more acquaintances who are people that we know, and if we see them at the grocery store or the ball field or at school, we might wave and say hello, but we're not that close to them. Thinking about these kinds of different friendships, these are some of the same ways that people have a relationship with God, that for some people, God is a mere acquaintance. Somebody that they think about from time to time, someone that they, if they see God or if they drive by a church, they might think about God. But God isn't necessarily somebody that they spend time with and do things with and are close to. And then yet for others, God might be more like an average friend, where you hang out with God from time to time and there's not necessarily anything wrong with the relationship, it's just kind of an average friendship. But God truly desires to be our best and closest friend. And God is unlike any of our human friends because God will never leave us or forsake us. God is always with us. Now I want to say that spending more time with God does not make God love us anymore, and spending less time with God does not make God love us any less. But God loves us so much that God really does want to be with us and spend time with us and be our very, very best friend. And so two of the things that I think are some of the best ways to spend time with God and to grow closeness in that relationship and to let God be our best friend is one, prayer. Prayer can sometimes be intimidating because we think we don't necessarily know what to say or how to say it and that it has to be kind of fancy. All prayer is talking with God. Talking with God like you talk with your parents or your siblings or your friends. You'll notice every Sunday in the children's sermon, instead of saying, "Dear God," as we begin the prayer, I say, "Good morning, God." I want it to be more conversational for us because that's what prayer is. So when you are playing toys, you can talk to God. When you are laying in bed at night, you can talk to God. When you're driving down the road, you can talk to God. You can talk to God anytime, anywhere. And God wants that. God wants us to always be in conversation with God. And then the second way that I want to share that we can spend time with God and grow closer to God is by spending time in the Bible. The Bible tells us so many stories about who God is and how much God loves us and the world. And the more you learn about God, learn about your best friend in the Bible, the closer to God that you will be. So God really, really wants to be your best friend. But there are a few things that you need to do to make that happen, and that is spend time with God in conversation and in prayer. So let us pray. Repeat after me. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for loving us so much. We want to be your best friend. And we want you to be our best friend. Help us to talk to you all the time. And help us to spend time in the Bible, learning more about you and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.